Hey, this is Dominic Reisig, Entomology and Plant Pathology, North Carolina State University. Today's August the 19th, and calling with a quick update on cotton and mostly soybean insects. We should be finishing up with cotton for the year in terms of insects. Only our latest planted fields will need to be monitored. We still want to monitor any of those for stink bugs, following the threshold and knowing what week of bloom we're in. Plant bugs will need to be monitored. The official rule for cutting a field loose from plant bugs is 5 nodes above white flower plus 250 growing degree days. Now that's going to be somewhere around 2 to 3 nodes above white flower, and then you can cut it loose from that. In terms of soybeans, we just have a lot going on. There's still some earworms and tobacco budworms showing up in fields. Keep in mind they really like to lay in blooming soybeans, so you need to check those later planted beans. Because we've had such a cool and cloudy August, we've seen a surge of soybean aphid, which is a little bit unusual for us, especially in the eastern part of the state. The threshold is 250 aphids per plant, and I posted some guidelines to treatment and scouting on the soybean portal. And finally, we're heading into the time of the year where we see our looper numbers increase, and we tend to spike around the first week of September. These are more problematic towards the coast, eastern part of the state, and we really want to avoid using broad-spectrum insecticides, things like pyrethroids, bifenthrin, and even the tank mix partners, things like Besiege and Elevist, because they tend to flare loopers behind those sprays. So we just want to avoid them unless we need them to take out something like bean leaf beetle or stink bugs or something like that. If you'd like to contact me, it's ddreisig@ncsu.edu, and I'd be happy to take your question or comment.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Besiege is a restricted use pesticide.